You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 24th of January, 2025. The Australian share market rose today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.4%. We'll have the details with Jessica Amir from Moomoo soon. But first, the US President Donald Trump spoke at the World Economic Forum overnight. He said he'd speak with Saudi Arabia and OPEC nations to bring down the cost of oil. And then he said this.
With oil prices going down, I'll demand that interest rates drop immediately, and likewise, they should be dropping all over the world.
But can he demand that? What kind of control does the president have on the Federal Reserve? For that and more, I spoke with William Lee, the chief economist at Milken Institute in the US. Bill, firstly, to what extent is the US Federal Reserve independent, just like many other global central banks, like Australia's Reserve Bank?
The United States Federal Reserve actually is uniquely independent in the sense that it's a creature of Congress. It was created by Congress under the Federal Reserve Act, and it reports to Congress. So in that sense, the only governance and oversight that the government in general has over the Fed is through Congress.
Interestingly, we heard from U.S. President Donald Trump speaking at to a conference in Davos overnight, saying that he will demand lower interest rates once global oil prices fall. Can he make that kind of a demand? And what kind of influence does the U.S. president have on the bank?
Well, I'm sure President Trump can demand a lot of things. I often demand to be rich and thin. I turn out not to be rich or thin. But President Trump also realizes that what he's asking for are really lower long-term interest rates. And he also knows that the Federal Reserve, unfortunately, just controls the very short end. And it's through Federal Reserve policy and its impact on the economy and people's expectations that the long end is influenced. And I think what President Trump is trying to say is, I demand to have lower rates because I know the future of the U.S. economy and its strength depends upon having low rates. And in order to do that, I'm going to hold down inflation expectations. I'm going to try to conduct policies that are pro-growth and productivity enhancing by improving technology. And those are the areas I think that President Trump is going to be focused on. And the Federal Reserve, in the sense that it controls rates, only controls a very short the short end of the spectrum and a very small set of policy rates.
I think in the past, he has threatened to remove Powell. Is that something he can do?
Well, as I said, the Federal Reserve is a creature of Congress. And so the president really cannot remove a member of the Board of Governors. What he does have power to do is appoint the next chairman of the Federal Reserve, and President Powell's term as chairman will expire in May of 26. And by design, the chairman's term always overlaps the president's term by 1 year to try to ensure continuity in monetary policy. So as much as President Trump wants the policy to react quickly and to lower rates as much as possible, I think that he realizes, and also his staff advisors all agree, that the Federal Reserve will behave in a way that is in the best interest of the Fed of preserving, lowering inflation and preserving growth. And that is really the key part of the Make America Great agenda.
Final question. Donald Trump also said that once rates drop in the US, they should drop globally, saying that interest rates should follow us. Is that right? I ask that because we often hear from Australia's Reserve Bank saying just because the US has cut interest rates, it doesn't necessarily mean we will follow.
That's right. The Australian Bank actually is a brilliant set of economists there. I know quite a number of them. And they're right in the sense that just because prices fall in the United States, they don't necessarily fall around the world. But President Trump's way of making rates fall through energy prices is a core of it's a core price that influences prices around the world. And if he can lower energy prices, that will lower prices for production of goods and services around the world, at least anything that uses energy. And that includes artificial intelligence and software. So I think when we think about lowering prices around the world, the one way to do it is the way President Trump is trying to do it, which is through lower energy prices.
That is William Lee, or Bill Lee, from Milken Institute in the US.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Good day for the Australian share market, up 0.4% on the S&P ASX 200, 8,408. With more, I spoke with Jessica Amir, a market analyst at Moomoo. Jessica, Donald Trump taking the headlines again today after he spoke at Davos. Can we break down some of what he said? Firstly, that he'll be pushing for lower interest rates in the US and will ask OPEC to bring down the cost of oil. Can he do that? And what's the market thinking about it?
Well, the short answer, Ricardo, is no. Firstly, yes, we know he'll be pushing for lower interest rates in the US. And he also asked OPEC and the OPEC plus countries to lower oil prices. But things don't really work like this. Oil prices, they're forward-looking, Ricardo. They're based on supply and demand. And no body or organization can fundamentally change the material price of a commodity. That's regardless of it being the US president. Now, the same goes for interest rates. The US central bank's job is to control inflation by using interest rates. Now, that's the Fed's mandate. So the Fed chair Powell will effectively pretty much ignore Donald Trump's table thump. Also, the good news, Ricardo, is just while we're at it, oil prices, they're down about 6% in 5 days. Oil prices are pressured. This is good for consumers. Why? Well, oil is a key component of inflation. And we also know the reason for this is actually thanks to Trump's policies and his mantra of drill, baby, drill. Simply, that basically means increasing oil production or supply at a time when demand, we all know we've been speaking about oil demand globally being expected to fall this year. So this is probably why oil prices will continue to fall away until, or maybe, if OPEC cuts are reversed. The second piece of good news is the futures markets are actually suggesting that the Fed will cut interest rates by 0.6% this year. And this was regardless of what Donald Trump has said. And this is all about inflation coming down closer to target. And inflation is expected to continue to get even closer to where the Fed wants it later this year.
What do you make of Donald Trump's impact on the market? Because clearly one area where he does have influence is that of tariffs. And I don't think he made any more clear details about when these tariffs will be implemented overnight, particularly around China, right?
Yeah, it's a great question and a big one. Just a couple of things, Ricardo. So firstly, market sentiment is very bullish, not only in the US, but also in Australia too, with both of our markets trading at record all-time high territory. Now, markets are liking the fact that we know the policies that are going to be coming out of the White House. We know tariffs are not as going to be as heavy as feared. So tick, tick, tick. Secondly, Ricardo, the first 100 days of a US president taking to the Oval Office, they're usually positive for markets. If we go back and look at the history books, the S&P 500 has gone up 9% on average. Now, the third thing, Ricardo, is that Trump's America First policies really serve as a wake-up call for all of us, including me, to potentially get more exposure to US stocks, particularly because we know that American companies are going to be favored and American companies are in the middle of reporting company results. And the outstanding news is that American company profits are growing at 18%. That's a record high growth rate. We've never seen this in history. And this is all ahead of Trump policies, which support US businesses coming into effect. So that basically means you could be expecting higher highs, more records for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 this year. Now, the fourth influence of Trump is his launch of that $500 billion AI project that he launched about 2.5 days ago, depending on your sleeping pattern and depending on when you woke up. Now, this project Stargate ignited a new wave of AI investment and buying in AI-related stocks. So that means stocks like Oracle, Palantir, Ricardo, as well as Nvidia, which we've been speaking about a lot, could benefit from another rebirth. Essentially, they've got a rubber stamp to continue to move up. And we already know we've been speaking about that being a $1.3 trillion market.
Okay, on interest rates still, but on the other side of the world, Japan, the Bank of Japan lifting rates by 25 basis points to a 2008 high. What are the implications for markets? Because I think the last time the Bank of Japan lifted rates, it was a surprise and it really spooked markets because of that carry trade on currencies. What's happened now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But this time, I hate to use the phrase, is a little different. The last time the Bank of Japan hiked interest rates in July last year, the market's fear gauge saw its biggest jump in history. And that's why markets took a tumble. Essentially, everyone was caught off guard that the Bank of Japan hiked interest rates for the first time in 17 years. They were binge borrowing money from Japan at almost 0%. But today's interest rate hike, Ricardo, was widely expected. The Bank of Japan actually taking interest rates up to 0.5% is actually good news. It's because inflation is actually growing. Inflation growing, that means our economy is actually growing. So now they're trying to slow down inflation. And if we have a look at how markets reacted, we actually got some good signals. A Japan stock market is actually trading high today and it's holding this year's gains. Basically, this is a positive sign that you might not be expecting what we had, that huge sell-off in July last year. So potentially more green lights ahead for Japan, but also it means that tech stocks globally can probably continue to march on up.
Any company news you're watching today?
Well, broadly, Ricardo, I think we've got to focus on Aussie reporting season that officially gets underway next week. Credit Corp, Champion Iron, Pinnacle, just a few names reporting. ResMed is also one of our biggest healthcare stocks. They report next week, Ricardo. That's really worthwhile watching because their shares are trading at records and they are expected to report a very large pickup in earnings results. And that's because the company has been growing its market share and they've been actually advancing their technology and hardware and software. So that's something to note. Secondly, we are amid the tech and AI hype from Donald Trump's new tech project that we just spoke about, Stargate. So it's worthwhile noting that we are seeing exceptional gains down under over the past week. So a company called NextDC, that's risen by $900 million in a week. BrainChip, another tech stock, up by 15 million in value. So I guess this is just a catalyst for Aussies to start, I guess, potentially maybe focusing on tech and AI stocks.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Well, a couple key areas, and all of these sectors are breaking out higher. So AI and tech globally and in the US, gold stocks, they're continuing to rule the roost and push up to new records. Some gold stocks down under are hitting brand new record all-time highs. And last but not least, defense and space stocks, they're really pushing up. And that's because we're getting lots of signals that this is going to be a key area of growth and investment in 2025.
That is Jessica Amir there from Moomoo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.